I told her that her W-2s were there.
Do you have permission to file these tax returns?
She said yes.
Stepmom overstepped her authority.
I did not want them to do it. They had told me that I could just basically deal with it.
But did Dad commit a crime?
With my father, he works for the post office. He understands that it's a big no-no to mess with someone's mail.
That isn't how it went, exactly.
How exactly, sir, did it go?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Willard Bracken is suing his daughter, 25-year-old Lacey Wilson, for unpaid loans to pay rent and car payments.
Order. All rise.
Case number 252 on the calendar, the matter of Bracken versus Wilson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Bracken, this is your daughter. It's a very interesting case, actually, and one that I found fascinating because one of my least favorite subjects in law school was federal tax. But this is what I gather this case is about. You made a loan to your daughter, according to you, a couple of loans, and she was going to pay those loans back to you with her income tax refund. That was your agreement, according
Correct.
To you. Your daughter, at the time, was separated from her husband.
Yes.
And she was separated from her husband, according to her, because of some dispute. She says that your wife, would that be this lady?
Yes.
Are you her mother?
Her stepmother.
Her stepmother
Right.
intercepted her mail at your house and, without her consent, filled out her tax returns, filed them for her. Put your hand down. As a result of that and her stepmother's filing those tax returns, the refund that she was supposed to get, which was substantially more than what you claim is owed to you,
right,
went to her estranged husband's ex-wife for back child support. Got it?
I got it.
That's what you allege,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
What I want to know is, do you have any proof to show me that the money that you were supposed to receive went for back child support?
I don't have any proof of that. I have proof that my tax return here, it has my, because they didn't have his permission at all. I hadn't had any contact with him at all, and they surely didn't have any contact with him to use his social security number to file us at all. And this went to their address.
Can I see that, please? Do you have any notification from the IRS with regard to, or is this the husband?
Yes, ma'am.
You back with him now?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he pay his child support?
We're working on that.
You don't have to pay his child support.
No, there's circumstances surrounding it right now.
Do you work?
Not right now. I just had a child back in May, so.
Were you working in 2011?
Yes, ma'am.
For whom?
I worked fast food. I worked for Wendy's and I worked for Mr. Goodson's as well.
And what about him? Who did he work for?
He worked through a temp service in the area he was living in.
Were you together or separated at the time?
We separated at the end of 2010. So 2011, no, we weren't together.
Stand up. Ms. Bracken, did you have permission to file these tax returns on her behalf?
Yes, I did. And this
Well, tell me about it.
All her stuff was coming to our house.
Right.
And if I didn't do it, because I had done it the previous year.
That's not what I asked you. All the stuff was coming to your
right.
house, and?
And she wanted me to do it again because they charged.
Don't tell me what she wanted. What she wanted is a conclusion. All of her stuff was coming to your house. What you started to say was, and if I didn't do it, then you stopped yourself. I want you to tell me the stuff came to the house, and?
I called her and told her that her W-2s were there. And she asked if I could just do it again because TurboTax, you get your money like a week or two, and it wouldn't cost her anything.
Just a second. I don't want you to explain it to me. I want you to tell me what you said to her and what she said to you.
I said, do you want me to do your taxes again? And she said, yes, go ahead.
Did the police come to your house?
No.
Did they call you?
No.
Did they contact you?
Yes.
When did they contact you?
We had went out to eat. She called us before, and she decided that she didn't want us to do her taxes.
Fine. So on what day did she tell you, not we do your taxes, you?
No.
On what day do you say she called you to ask you to file her taxes?
I had called.
Hand down.
I had called.
Pay your child support, then we'll have a conversation.
I called her. I don't
Put
know the day for sure.
Please.
Come on, man.
You picked him. Let's get back to my question. On what date do you say you called her and said you got the papers and she said, please fill it out for me?
It was the last week of January,
Correct.
Around the 27th.
Last week of January, you got the W-2s, contacted her. She said, fill it out for me again. On what date did the police tell you that she didn't want you to fill out her returns and she wanted her paperwork back?
She,
month.
I don't remember if it was.
Month.
Must have been February.
What do you think changed her mind?
Her boyfriend at the time.
What changed your mind?
Your Honor, the day she told me that she had my W-2s, I told them that I was coming to come get my W-2s. There was a big dispute because they had said that they were afraid I wasn't going to pay them the money that I had owed them back. And by the time I got to their house, they were out to eat. So I called the police because they've got my paperwork. They refused to give it back to me. They told the cops that they mailed my W-2s back to my employer. And I had told them that if they did that, then I will just go through my work. She called me a couple days later to tell me that she had had my W-2s mailed back to their house and that she'd already put them in her computer and this is the amount that I was getting back. And
what did she tell you were getting? I absolutely believe her.
$6,137.
Absolutely, I believe her.
$6,137.
Absolutely do I believe her.
That's not how it happened.
I absolutely believe that you knew right away that she didn't want you to fill out.
I had told them I did not want them to do it. They had told me that they were going to do it, and I could just basically deal with it.
Deal with it. Where were you living at the time?
I was living about 20 minutes outside of the town they live in. It's a little bitty town.
But that's where your mail had been delivered?
My mail had been delivered to their house because I had forgotten to contact my worker, mm-hmm. and I figured, you know, it's my father. He's not going to mess with my mail. He works for the post office. He understands that it's a big no-no to mess with someone's mail. I didn't think it was going to be a big issue. She had spoken to me a couple days prior to me getting my W-2s back and asked if I wanted her to do them, and I had told them then no. And that's when they decided that they were going to do them anyway because they were afraid that I wasn't going to pay them back because I didn't want them to do it.
That isn't how it went, exactly.
How exactly, sir, did it go?
The day that her W-2s came to our house, my wife called me, said they were there, and I called Lacey. The agreement all along was that we were going to prepare her taxes because it would save her $300 in processing fees. So the day that she got her W-2s back, we were all set to carry out the plan that was in place all along, and she changed her mind.
Good.
Well
but she's allowed to do that.
Exactly. And I told her, just give me an address to mail them to you. You'll get them tomorrow, because she didn't have a car. She was almost
an
hour away.
Just a second. And I'll mail them to you.
Right.
And?
She refused to give us an address to mail them to her.
Not us. You. You're having the conversation
right.
with her.
She refused to give me her mailing address.
But she told you that day.
Right.
Just a second. So let me understand this, sir. This is your story. I believe you. That means your wife is lying. About the conversation. Put your hand down.
Your Honor,
that means that your wife is lying about the conversation that she had with your daughter. Quiet. Because your wife told me 5 minutes ago that when she got the W-2s, she spoke to your daughter, and your daughter said, would you please fill it out for me like you did last year?
Right. I was at work at the time.
Oh, okay.
So I don't.
Well, but now you're telling me that your wife called you at work.
Right.
Told you that you got the W-2s. You called your daughter. Your daughter said, I don't want you to fill them out. I want my W-2s back. And you asked her for an address, and she didn't give them to you. Those are two different stories.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Have them arrested. Have them prosecuted for tampering with
I
your mail.
I plan on it.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you do.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Willard Bracken says his daughter Lacey Wilson owes for loans. Lacey is countersuing, claiming her stepmom tampered with her mail and then fraudulently filed a tax return on her behalf.
Now, as a result of you filling out the tax returns instead of filing them separately, which would have meant that his debt, the one that I just threw out of here for his child support, would have been his. And if she was entitled to a refund, she would have gotten her refund. She didn't get anything.
Well, we have a copy of an amended return that she signed, which we filed because we got a letter at the house from the IRS informing her.
With the letter from the IRS, do you have the letter?
Yes, I do.
Your Honor, the taxes were already filed.
This is the letter stating that after she told us to open it, she said, what did it say? Because she thought it was related to her refund. So she said, open it, read it to me. Mm-hmm. And we read it, and that said that...
No, it says that this amount is going to be credited to back child support, $6,100.
And that was the same thing that had happened the year before.
And
so the year before, she filed an injured spouse form.
And?
To get her full refund so that she would not be subjected to it.
And
this year, we had her... I wasn't sure if since she filed the injured spouse last year, did she need to file an amended return or...
That's why it was none of your business.
She told us all
it
along.
It was none of your business. As soon as she told you, don't do anything with my W-2s, your wife, who is not her mother, had no business tampering with her stuff. No business. Not her business. No business tampering with her stuff.
She went back and forth on this, on everything.
Well, then your husband's a liar.
Your Honor,
I want you... Listen... Either way, one of you is not telling the truth.
We're both telling the truth. She changes her story.
No, you're telling me the different story. You and your wife are telling me different stories.
Because both of the stories that we're telling are conversations that we had with her.
No, I'm only talking about the day in January. Mm-hmm. The W-2s came to your house. Your wife says that she told her, go ahead and file them.
She did.
Well, that's not what you just told me, sir. What you just told me was I got a call from my wife at work and said the W-2s are here. I called my daughter and my daughter said, don't do anything with it. I changed my mind.
Right.
Those are two different things. You mean between the time she spoke to your wife and the time she spoke to you, she changed her mind?
Yes.
Maybe. Then you do nothing. Then you do nothing.
Which we did.
Now, all I want to know from you is, did you get any money back from the IRS once you filed an amended return?
She filed an amended return.
I'm asking you a direct question.
I did not.
Did you get any money?
No, because after all this was said and done, it was after the tax filing date, and I couldn't get any of the information because at this time, they weren't telling me what they filed me as. They weren't telling me anything, so I didn't have any of my own information.
When did you and your husband get back together?
We got back together in February of this year.
Really? Before the deadline for filing for taxes?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
I'm glad they took his money.
It wasn't his money. We weren't together the prior year. It was mine.
Your Honor, we filed the amended return.
That would be your problem.
Okay, they still tampered with my mail.
You filed. Have them arrested. That's not what I do. Have them arrested. Have them prosecuted for tampering with your mail.
I plan on it.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Every time I
listen to me carefully, follow my mouth. This is absolutely the wrong road to take.
And later today...
So you stayed together after this alleged assault in the bar.
Well, I think it was mostly he was upset about the baby. He was distraught.
You stayed together after this alleged assault that you're suing him for.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Willard Bracken says his daughter, Lacey Wilson, owes for loans. Lacey is countersuing, claiming her stepmom tampered with her mail and then fraudulently filed a tax return on her behalf.
Now, you did absolutely the wrong thing. Absolutely 100% the wrong thing by opening her mail, touching her mail, doing something that you knew she didn't want to do in order to ensure that you got your money back. And I guarantee you, madam, how long have you been married to him?
12 years. Every time I
listen
got
to me carefully, follow my mouth, I guarantee you that if this was your daughter instead of your stepdaughter, you wouldn't have done it as quickly. It's not your job as a stepparent to do anything to interfere with, in any way, a relationship. This is absolutely the wrong road to take.
Every time she got something in the mail, I called her and asked her. I said, this is what it is. This is whose it says it's from. And she, what is it? I don't know. Open it.
So,
every time. I didn't open her.
Just a second. That's fine if she said to you, every time she got mail, you and you called her and said, open my mail. And if she called this time, and according to your husband, he says you called him and said, I got, what's your first name?
Lacey.
I got Lacey's W-2s, and he called her. That's what he says. Not you, but that's what he said. Now, how much money did she borrow from you?
Well, she lived with us previous to November of 2010.
I'm not interested in 2010. I'm only marginally interested in 2012.
She borrowed $1,000.
When?
June 6th, 2011.
She borrowed that money?
I did. Me and my roommate were renting the house.
I don't
we
care.
We didn't have the money. They've been paid partially back on that.
How much?
At least $400.
Show me.
I don't have it. My roommate and I aren't in contact anymore. She has all the paperwork.
Can't help you. How much did you pay back of the $1,000?
About $140.
Let's say $200. So okay. She owes $800 from that. What else?
And then the night that the police came to the restaurant that we were talking about with the dispute over the W-2s, she called us and told us she was coming to get them. And I said, we're not even going to be home. We already had plans to go out for the night. She came anyways, which is her prerogative. But when she got there, we said, we don't have your W-2s, which we didn't because we had dropped them back into the mail.
Where did you mail them?
My wife just dropped them back in a mailbox while I was still at work.
She wouldn't tell us where
she wouldn't tell us where to mail them to us. So I said, well, it's your problem.
What loan do you think she owes you for, sir?
The $300 we advanced her that night.
Go ahead. What else?
That's about it. The $1,300.
You owe your father $800. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I never once told them to do my taxes.
This isn't the first time we've helped her out.
She got mad at us and decided that we stole her W-2s.
With these two, they'll get what's coming to them.
I'm just contacting a lawyer, trying to figure out where to go from here.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Garrett versus Endicott. Step forward.
Christine Garrett is suing her ex-boyfriend, Harvey Endicott, for an assault and for medical bills resulting from a failed pregnancy.
All right, Ms. Garrett, let me try to recap what I gather from this. You and the defendant were in a relationship. You found out that you were pregnant. According to you, the two of you were absolutely over the moon about this pregnancy. But sometime in late December, you miscarried.
Yes, ma'am.
The baby. Well, then later, you felt a little bit better. So on December the 30th, you decided to go and see some friends at a local bar. You went out to the bar, and according to you, the defendant who was with you, grabbed you and pulled you around the bar.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am correct that you sought no medical treatment for that?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Nor did you make a police report?
No, ma'am.
So the application to have money for that assault is dismissed.
Okay.
Then we're talking about, subsequently, the two of you broke up, and you went into the hospital for a medical procedure, a D&C, and you want him to pay for that medical
procedure.
We
broke up after, months after I had the D&C.
So you stayed together after this
assault? After
this alleged assault in the bar?
Well, I think it was mostly he was upset about the baby. He was distraught.
All I asked you was you stayed together after this alleged assault that you're suing him for.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
Alaska. This is the year. For a free vacation planner, call 800-76-ALASKA.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you went into the hospital for a medical procedure, a D&C.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had the D&C in January.
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you working in January?
January, I was inspecting electrical poles for different power companies, Osmos.
You were working full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have insurance?
Not through the company at that time.
Why?
They didn't cover.
Didn't cover what?
They didn't cover the medical. They did not cover the medical bills, no.
Just my own curiosity, how much was this D&C that you had?
Total's $14,000 medical bills.
He's not responsible for your medical bills for the D&C.
He told me when we were together after, and we were living together, and the medical bills started to come in, he told me that he would help me with these bills. He was working as a coal miner, and he was making good money, and that together we would get these bills taken care of. I mean, all the way up until we broke up, and then I was left in the cold.
Your Honor, I might have said that, but I still don't think I'm legally responsible for the bills.
I don't think you're responsible for them at all.
Even with a verbal?
I don't think he's responsible for them at all. I don't think you're going to pay him, and I don't think he's going to pay him.
But in the meantime, they go on my credit, and...
That's a big problem. He's not paying your medical bills. Case is dismissed. That's all.
Why is our excuse, Ms. Stepout?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
The car went off course, and that's when it got totaled. I don't owe Deanna a dime. None of this was my fault.
If you would have kept your mouth shut, you would have been home free.
Next Judge Judy.
If we were still living together and everything was fine, I would have his help.
You know, I would help her, you know, if we was together.
It just fizzled.
Just couldn't get along.
He was just mean. Just very, very mean.
I wish her the best.